This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On Monday morning, I visited the Sheeters Farm in Brighton for a tool shed talk with Congressman Rodney Davis. Several state and national ag issues were discussed, and after the meeting, I had a chance to talk with Southwestern FFA member Adley Sheeter. Adley is a junior this year and serves as the Section 15 treasurer. We talked about hosting the meeting, his record book, and some other FFA events, and the ever-popular question now of when he and his family expect to start planting. How does it feel to have this kind of an event at your farm today?
It feels kind of great, you know, getting out in the public, meeting different people. I know Congressman Rodney Davis, he was big into getting to meet more people, getting to know more people, and try to getting on firsthand experience of what our problems here is in his congressional district and how can he go back even this upcoming spring when there's a lot of legislation trying to be passed and how he can make the district come out on top of all this legislation.
Well, I think it's great that he was here today, and you being involved with FFA, you're learning the importance of agriculture speaking out. Want to talk about your involvement in the FFA. You've got a record book and just recently won some awards for that. So share with us what's been going on with your record book.
My advisor, Bill Crone, he was helping me out with my record book and my state degree. My state degree got sent in to the state office. I probably won't find out if I get my state degree until April, but I'm section star in agri-science because I applied for my state degree. My area was in agri-science. District competition was last Wednesday night. I took first in my proficiency, which is agri-science research plant systems, and then I took first and star in agri-science, where I am in the top five projects in the state of Illinois, which is kind of cool looking back on all the hard work myself, my brother, my dad, and even Gary Letterly from the University of Illinois Extension to see our hard work's finally paying off, and who knows, we might even go on farther, but we got to keep our fingers crossed and try rooting for the home team here and keep on going. But even if I don't win, it's a good learning experience, you know. Try your hardest at everything you do, and if you come out winning, that's good. If you don't, oh well, try again next year.
Well, definitely a very positive attitude, Adley, and we congratulate you on those accomplishments. Now, what's the next step? Will you be receiving any awards at state convention? Will you be competing in state interviews, national? What's next?
State interviews are next. They're at the beginning of April, so I'll go into them. And if I win there, I'll wait until October and go to Indianapolis and compete at national convention there. As of that, our Parley Pro team, they're going to state Saturday, so that's kind of interesting. They're trying to be on the Parley Pro team, get things going again. It's a very big, mad rush right now. Extemp speaking is April 6th for me, so I got to get preparing for that again, too. So it's just one thing after another, and I think that's the worst part about FFA is if you keep on doing excellent in so many areas, they just keep on overlapping. And my favorite contests are parliamentary procedure and extent public speaking, and they just overlap on top of each other and throw on the record book and my state degree. It's full plate, but we got to keep on working, and eventually we'll get through it. And who knows, we might come out on top, and if we don't, oh well. But you got to keep a positive attitude and think you're going to do great, otherwise you won't. So.
Lots going on with FFA, and not to mention your family farms, and spring is arriving, as we know. So any plans to get in the fields yet, or what's the farm operation looking like?
Looks like Dad's going to go grab the corn planter after we get all these chairs packed up, and we're going to start working on the corn planter. I don't think we'll be planting anytime soon, but, you know, my dad wants everything ready to go before we even start planting. That way, if we have to wait for a part that doesn't arrive for a couple months, and at least we have some time there, we know what's going on if there's anything broke down in major. So just going from there, and hopefully we'll get in the fields in the middle of April, I think that's what the plan is. But my cover crop work here is looking pretty good too. Cereal rye and crimson clover taking on, they're doing really good. They're putting water back in the soil and doing different things like that. My plots are looking extremely well, considering that they just had a lot of rainfall on them. There's not a big erosion on the side of the hill, which that's what I'm trying to go for, is erosion control on this study of plots and seeing if it better helps the soil enhancement, put more organic matter. I'm going to do more soil tests this upcoming summer to see if it actually did any benefits for me. I know there's a lot of professors up at the University of Illinois that says it will, but it's just the contingency that you don't know until you try something. And if it doesn't work one year, you got to try again. I guess that's with everything you do. FFA or not even FFA, it's you got to keep on trying, and if you don't succeed at first, try and try again.
Southwestern FFA member from Brighton, Adley Sheeter. If you're a new chicken owner or you've been raising chickens for a while, Hamel Co-op has a workshop this weekend to fit your interest. General Manager Amy Rozier says they still have plenty of room, and it's open to anyone who would like to attend.
Our chicken owners workshop is on Saturday, March 19th. It is from 10 a.m. to noon. The location is here at Hamel Co-op at our store. Our topics are going to be chicken care, nutrition. We're going to talk about predators, safety, worming rotations, things of that nature. And we're debuting Purina's new organic chicken feed line.
And this workshop is open to anyone with an interest.
You betcha. It's open to anyone with an interest. I have a local Japanese bantam breeder, Don Davis, who comes and speaks. I will have someone from the Greenville Vet Clinic here to talk about worming and any kind of chicken medication. And then we will have a Purina animal nutritionist here to talk about nutrition. It's open for anyone, and our topics, we try to gauge the level of the crowd and keep our conversation at a level that is appropriate for if they're beginning chicken owners, experienced chicken owners. Every year we've done it, we've always had people that have had a great response, and they've always learned something. But we try to keep it to where anyone can learn something. Where whether you be a beginning chicken person or an experienced chicken person, we try not to talk above anyone's head or dumb it down too much for anybody.
Are you still taking chick orders now at the store?
Yes, we are. We will have pullet chicks available that day, and then we're also taking orders for any kind of specialty breeds. Typically, what we stock in our store is going to be egg-laying pullets, typically brown egg layers, and sometimes we'll have some Easter eggers and things like that, a little more exotic. So just depending what you're looking for your flock, it would be if you could just walk in, pick out what we have, or if you wanted to special order something specific.
Okay, well, I think you gave us a pretty good overview of what's going to be going on at the meeting. Any other information that you would like to share with us or that attendees should know?
Oh, we just ask that people kind of try to give us a call for a head count so we can have enough seating set up. And we also provide refreshments so we can plan to have enough refreshments available for everyone. And anyone can RSVP to the store at 618-633-2215.
Once again, the workshop is from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, March 19th, and you can call Hamel Co-op to RSVP at 618-633-2215. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.